2017. A K-pop boy band with 13 members is set to make history as the first K-pop act to perform on Glastonbury's main stage. Despite K-pop's global success, the UK has been hesitant to embrace the genre. However, collaborations with Western artists have helped K-pop bands gain popularity in the UK. Seventeen stands out from other K-pop acts as they write and produce their own music and do not rely on collaborations. The band's musical mastermind, Woozi, has co-written and produced the majority of their songs. Seventeen's performance at Glastonbury comes at a time when the festival is diversifying its lineup to reflect evolving listening habits. Seventeen's journey to success started in the basement of South Korean entertainment company Pledis, where members were selected, coached, and pruned over a grueling apprenticeship. The band's debut was delayed, but during this time, Woozi inspired the other members to take an interest in making their own music. Seventeen finally made the debut in 2015 and have since released a variety of music, ranging from frothy pop to broody EDM. Their latest mini-album, FML, was the biggest-selling record of 2023. Seventeen's success has not come without challenges. The band has faced injuries from their physically demanding choreography, but they remain dedicated to their craft. Their music reflects their honest and open discussions about their feelings, helping them overcome negativity. The band's recent singles, FML and Super, showcase their growth and internal strength. Seventeen's popularity continues to grow, and they have plans to expand their audience further with a world tour at the end of the year. Seventeen's performance at Glastonbury is a significant milestone for K-pop in the UK, and the band hopes to reach fans in as many countries as possible. They believe they still have a long way to go and aspire to become even more successful in the future.